Welcome here. We're going to start off this evening with some praise and worship / Christmas carol, just to get off on the right foot. Let's all stand together. Let's start this off. Welcome here, everyone who's new. Welcome to Glory and Peace Church. Good to have you here. We are here to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to sing Hosanna. Silent Night.
Oh. God, that we are grateful for his son. He gave his son. He says that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we thank God that we have accepted him. And for those that haven't, today would be your opportunity to accept Christ. We want to start today by inviting Esther on stage. But before she starts, I want to use this opportunity to let you know what this meeting, what this gathering is about. It's about the Sunday School Christmas Concert. All through the year, we have been, there has been diverse situations going on with the COVID situation, shutdown and so on, but God has been faithful. And we want to use this opportunity where we can gather together to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your son. But not just that, we also want to say thank you for keeping us alive to see today. How many people here are grateful that they are alive to see today? I am. He says, count it all joy when you go through diverse tests or temptations or obstacles. He says, it worketh for you a far much greater glory. So count it all joy with COVID situation going on. Count it all joy with the shutdown. Count it all joy with situations where you feel like, oh, you know what? Lord, I don't know how to go forward. He says, count it all joy because it works for you a far much greater glory. So we want to use this opportunity to welcome Esther. She's going to lead us in worship this evening. And let's give her a round of applause and encourage her. Thank you.
Together, we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you.
Right now, I can tell today is going to be a wonderful day. Yes, he is wonderful. He is wonderful. He is marvelous. He's our wonderful counselor. Wow, wow. And you know what? We're thankful because he's not just wonderful. He's our wonderful counselor. In other words, he counsels you in situations that even the world cannot. Say a situation where nobody can talk to you. He says the Holy Spirit will be there to counsel you. Yes. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Right now, I would like to invite the dancers. They are called the Jesus Worshippers. And they are here today to worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Wow, let's give them a round of applause. Wow, 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 wow. What a night today. Yes, yes, we are here to celebrate, and we will continue to celebrate. See, this is the time we start celebrating for 2020. Since 2021, things might be looking like no way forward. But guess what? He says, call things that be not as though they were. So in other words, begin to call your 2022 as though it were. That means if you want prosperity for 2020, say, Lord, it is mine. He has said it. You don't have to do anything. It's a principle. He said, if you do this, you get this. You don't have to. He didn't say, oh, you have to pray and scream the whole hurt and shout, oh, Jesus, save me. Oh, open my eyes, Lord. No, he said, if you do this, you would get this. He says that my Lord will supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You don't need to do anything. Just have faith. Trust in that word. Is it health? He's going to give that to you. Trust in him. Is it wisdom? He's going to give that to you. Trust him. He will give you wisdom beyond description. That is why he is your wonderful counselor. Right now, I would like to invite Ariana to stage. And I joke and call her the Jesus worshiper poet because she's a leader. She taught children how to dance. She is the one that led this dance crew, and she did a great job. So let's appreciate her. Good job. Thank you. And she would by the wisdom of God, speak to us through our poetry, through a poem, right? And tell us what you want us to hear. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Happy birthday, Jesus. We come together now and sing Happy Birthday, Jesus. Glad tidings of great joy we bring. Happy birthday, Jesus. Spread the news to every land and let the people know his birthday party's just at hand as candles burn and glow. God sent his son, his special gift, to bring us hope and peace, to give our lives a marvelous lift. His wonders never cease. This baby born in Bethlehem is God in human flesh. He came to save and not condemn. Our souls he will refresh. His party is the best in town, and you have been invited. Come be with Christ who wears the crown, and let's just get excited. Let's sing again those songs of old which stir us in this season, and gladly share the truth we hold, that Jesus is the reason. Amen.
Hallelujah. The Jesus worshiper poet. That is awesome. Now we want to welcome our children choir. It's amazing because at one point we were thinking, you know what? We have the band. Why don't we do something and, you know what, have the children sing? And guess what? We had lots of kids. Like, they all were like, oh, I want to be in the choir. I want to be in the choir. And here we are today, the children choir. Here to show God that, you know what? Not just babes. Not just babes. They are here to celebrate Happy Birthday, Jesus.
All the carols and bells.
Yes, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of our hearts. Ha ha ha, this is wonderful. We would like to play a short video with Bible presentation as well. And that would also run into having our children at Sunday school recite their memory verse. They are here to show you what they have been learning through the year, and use this opportunity to, you know, say the things that I guess change their lives. Say the things that make them go forward every day. Say the things that transform them. Say the things that help them to face situations they might be going through at school. It says that the word of God works. It says, in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So that means you have to keep saying it, keep saying that word, even if there is no change as yet. You keep saying it and saying it and saying it, and so mightily with the word of God grow and prevail in the name of Jesus. Can you please play the short video, and the children would recite their Bible verses. Thank you.
I'm an overcomer.
I am a chosen generation.
I am a holy nation.
2021, year of covenant establishment. Sophia.
Jesus was born. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Praise the Lord. I hope we are enjoying the program so far. Now we are going into Bible memory recitation, and it's going to be in three categories. We want to remind us some of those things the apostle has taught us throughout the year, and the promise of God to us. And we are going to be talking to us about the names of God as apostle has taught us, and also we'll be talking about the birth of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to call the first set of people that are going to tell us the promises of God for us this year and into the coming new year.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe.
Genesis 17:21. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year.
So that reminds us that this year is a year of covenant establishment. And let us also know that as we go into the year 2022, His covenant is going to be established for us in Jesus' name. Now we go to the names of God.
Jehovah El Elyon, God Most High. Genesis 14, verses 18 to 20. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And blessed Abram, saying, blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And praise be to God Most High for delivering your enemies into your hand. Then Abram gave a tenth of everything.
Psalms 57, verse 2 to 3. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness.
Yahweh Elohim, the everlasting God, the eternal God.
Thank you.
Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trusted you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal.
Jehovah, he, the Lord is my shepherd.
Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner.
And Moses built an altar and called its name, "The Lord is my banner." For he said, "Because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation."
Jehovah Shalom, he is our peace.
Judges 6:22-24. And the Lord said unto him, "Peace be unto thee, fear not, you shall not die." Then give them both unto the Lord, Jehovah Shalom.
Jehovah Jireh, God sees to it that you're provided for.
Genesis 22, verse 14. And Abraham called the name of this place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said till this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen.
Shabbat, the Lord is there.
Ezekiel 48, verse 35. The city will measure about 6 miles around. From then on, the name of the city, the Lord God, is there.
So that's the end of the second part. Second part. So it said, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. I just want to know that as we go into 2022, the Lord is there ahead of you. Now we go to the last part, which is the birth of Jesus.
Jesus in our joy and peace.
Luke 1:28, and the angel said to her, "Greetings, you are highly favored, and the Lord is with you."
Luke 1:30-32, but the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David."
Isaiah 9:6. "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Isaiah 9 verse 2, the people that walk in the darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the shadow of death, upon them had the light shined.
Luke 2, 9 to 14, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Thank you all for listening.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wow. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. And these words that the children are speaking today, I want it to be something in your heart where it says, the scripture says, making melody in your heart. See, how do you make melody in your heart? Through the word of God. It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, one way to hear the word of God is maybe come to church, listen to apostle preach, or you could listen to the messages when you go online. But there is another way to listen to the word of God, and that is by meditating on the word. Now, the scriptures these children, Sunday school, have read today, I want us to go home with those words and meditate on them. Why? Because it's going to build and edify you in such a way that God's word is not going to be like a push button. You are going to be ready at all times, right? You are going to be speaking that word, making melody in your heart. He says, unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Oh, Lord, I may not know what to do, but you are my Wonderful Counselor. Do you know what a Wonderful Counselor can also be? Your extraordinary strategist. That means when you don't know what to do or how to fix something, the extraordinary strategist is going to show up and say, why don't you use this strategy? Why don't you do it this way? I want us to give a round of applause to Esther and our partner. Our partner and instrument. And they are going to play something beautiful to us. Let us make melody unto God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be able to share this time with everyone. We know through the year there were different shutdowns and whatnot, but we are here today. We're here today to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We are here today to celebrate what God has done for us, for giving us his son. So thank you. Right now, I would like to invite the general choir. And we would be singing a song. After the first two songs, I want to talk about the third song we would be singing. The third song, when people hear it, they might be like, oh, well, it doesn't sound right. We shouldn't be singing that song now. It's the birth of Jesus. But I want you to know that before God starts, he has already taken care of everything he has to do. So God starts from the end and then comes to the beginning and then walks his way. So the same way when you watch a football match, if you've seen the highlights before, you know the score already. So when you go home and you're watching it on TV and they are missing too many shots, you don't start screaming, oh, why did he miss it? Why did he not score this way? Because why? You've seen the highlights, so you know the results. That is how faith is. That is how God works. He already knows the answer. He has given you the highlights. You just need to trust in him that whatever is going on, he has taken care of it already. So the third song we would be singing, he saved us. He saved us. He did not just save us. He gave us a meaningful life. He gave us a life that is worth living, and he gave our life a meaning. So let's sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, come ye,
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he saved me. I have to personalize it. Did he save you? I can't hear you. Yes, he saved me. We thank God for the opportunity to have our children. Praise God. He says, train them in the way they should go so that when they are older, they will not depart from it. He says, he didn't say so they will not depart from him. He didn't say so they will not depart from you. He says, so they will not depart from it. That means whether you are here or not, if you train them the right way, they would always walk in the path that's of a shining light that goes brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. Hallelujah. Right now, we as the children's church teachers would like to present our own song to you as well, so that it's a collective effort, right? The children are doing their part, we are doing our part. The same way God is doing his part, and he expects us to do our part. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a King. Savior reigns. Let me
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow, we did something. Now it's time for us to sing together with the children. You can join us as well if you want, but I'm sure you would love to join us. So while the children are coming on stage, we are going to start and they will join us. Hallelujah. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The tidings we bring to you and your kin.
Thank you to everyone that has showed up today. We thank you for Mama as well, Pastor Maria. I want to use this opportunity now to invite Sister Charlotte on stage to bless us with our ministration. Thank you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where amen.
Find the
hallelujah. Ha. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This has been a wonderful experience. I want to thank God for what has happened here tonight. I want to thank God for the greatness, for showing us his greatness, for showing us his glory, for showing us his faithfulness. See, Abraham had a son to give. God did not have one to give. But But guess what he did? He said, you know what? I am the I am that I am. If I created Abraham and he had something to give Isaac, I for sure would have something to give. And who did he give to us? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Jesus only had to die once so that you and I would not have to go through that process. So we would not go through the whooping that he got. He says, by his stripes, you were healed. Let us give a round of applause as we invite God's general to stage, Apostle Mike Zeno, as he leads us in the word of God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Wow, what an evening this has been to watch the children lead us in worship and just bless our hearts. And what a powerful, anointed song by Sister Charlotte this evening. Mary, did you know? Yes. Awesome God. Before we leave tonight, I'm going to ask in just a moment after I finish ministering the word and for a few minutes, I'm going to ask Mama to come and pray for us. The word of God says in the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, Luke chapter 2. It says, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There was no room for them in the inn. And the question I want us to leave here tonight with this is this. Is that still true? Is there room in the inn for him now? Or is there no room? And when I ask that question, I'm asking it concerning my heart and yours. Is there room in his heart for you? Do you have room for the Lord tonight? As it relates to every aspect of your life? Or is he being shoved out because the space of your heart has been occupied by something else? Here is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God who created all things. He's about to be born, and every other person had room. But him. The job has room. Family and friends have room. The business has room. The clothing, the garments, the shoes, the nice clothes, the bottle for fine wine and nice cheese and everything else has room. But he doesn't have room. My money has room for everything else, but not him. I want you to think about that. Do I really have room for him? Is there space in my heart for the Lord? Or does everything else have a special place and he is sidelined? Doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian, quote and unquote, the fact still remains that the challenge of whether he has room is still a very real and relevant one. So I ask you to answer that question tonight. Where are my priorities? Is he number one? Or does every other thing take precedence? And when I have finished with everything else, I'll give the leftover time. I'll give all my energy to everything else. And if I've got 5 seconds to just say, thank you, Lord, that'll be enough. Or does he start my life? And does he complete the circuit? Is he the last one I consider when I want to think about my finances, how to use it? Does God come in first, or does he come in at the end when I've finished everything? Oh, I think I have 10 cents left here. Cling, cling. Is that what God gets? My leftovers? They were asked to go to their hometowns to be counted. I don't think that was just accidental. Because God is still asking the question, can I count on you? Are you in my records? Apographe. That's the word. Are you in the records? It's your name written down here. And he had to be born and he had to go to the place called Bethlehem. Why? Because Bethlehem stands for the house of bread. And he was the bread of life. Hallelujah. Yes, he was born in a manger, where the animals were. Well, because he's the Lamb of God. And where else could a lamb be born? You say, Pastor, why did you bring it there? Well, because the reality of life is this. God never makes mistakes. But I want to be in the right place with God, not incidentally in the story. I want to be in the right place of the story, not just something added consequentially because of. And the question I need to ask myself today is, am I on the right side of this story where I make room for him? Because it can still be a different story. And Jesus came and the innkeeper said, hey, you, get out of here. There's a pregnant woman. She has to have a baby. It would have been a totally different story. Wow, somebody made room for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to be born. What an amazing story that would have been. But God doesn't. Listen, the point is this. If you make room for him in the inn, or don't make room for him in the inn, he's still going to be born, and the story is still going to be said, and it will still be a good story with you or without you. Make the decision whether you're going to be part of the good side of the story, ending up in heaven, or being the bad side of the story, ending up in hell. It's your decision. It will still be the story. Any which way you turn it, God's story is going to still be God's story. But the thing I want to make a decision about tonight is that I'm in the good side of that story, that I can celebrate with goodness, that I do not miss it. Can you imagine that innkeeper when he finds out that Jesus is the Messiah? He says, wait a minute. That's the guy I did not let in. Too late. May it not be too late for any one of us here. Hallelujah. May our decision be the decision to choose God and the ways of God and be blessed of God all of our days. Somebody shout hallelujah to the living God. Amen. Well, that's the word that I want to share with us tonight. If there's anyone here tonight that will say, you know what, I want to make room for him in the inn of my life. I want this story to be a different story. I want my story to be a different one. I want to turn my life to God tonight. If there's any such one here tonight, would you just raise your hand? I would like to pray with you before you leave tonight. Is there anyone who needs to turn their lives over to the living God and say yes to God? Well, I see no hands here, and the only reason I will say I see no hands here tonight will be that everyone here has already given their lives to the living God. So I'm going to ask the question this way. How many of you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ already? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, that confirms it. Thank God. Now, the next thing that we all need to do is find somebody who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ and bring them to church. Amen? So that they can hear the gospel of the Lord and be saved too, just like you have been saved of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Well, at this time, I'm going to call on Mama to come and lead us in prayer. This has been definitely a powerful evening. I'm sure you agree. Our next gathering is going to be next Friday at 6:30 for the Christmas Eve service. And while she's getting ready, let us be reminded that on the 31st/1st of January, we are going to be having a baptismal service included in our crossover service, which will be starting on the 31st at 9 p.m. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you want to be baptized, please let Mama and I know so that we are ready for you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, if you like, you may stand so you can stretch your legs. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God for the teachers, the children, and everyone who helped in making tonight a successful evening.
So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. It's Christmas season, so we're going to, if you notice, all the theme tonight had to do with the living word. So together, we're going to read a scripture. So please put John chapter 1. We're going to read 9 verses, and then I'll close in prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's read together. This is your chance to speak. Use your own voice to speak tonight. Let's read. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Are there men in this house tonight? So that's your light, men and women. Verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Are there believers here tonight? Verse 8, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Are there people in this room that are in this world right now?
Yes.
The light of God has already lit you. Somebody said, the light of God
has lit my light.
Amen. Verse 10, I'll finish with verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The maker of all things lives in your heart. When Apostle said, if you have received Jesus, you put your hand up. Are there people who have received Jesus? That light is in you. You're going to take that light from this house tonight, and you're going to let it shine on somebody else by telling them about the living Savior. And let him also shine in their life, so that darkness will leave them. Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm going to do that.
I'm
going to
do that.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for saving us. Yes. We thank you for giving us precious Jesus. He didn't need to come, but he came for us. He didn't need to die, but he died for us. He didn't need to love us, but he loved us. So we want to give you praise. We thank you for giving us, for a son was born and a child was born for us, and a son is given to us. So we receive this gift, and let this gift be the most precious gift for us during this season.
Yes,
it is not those things, those trinkets we put under the tree. It is you loving Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for being in our lives. Being in our families, being in the children's life. Tonight, the children, they talked about you from the beginning to the end of the program. They spoke the word. You are that living word that made everything. Lord, whatever families are going through in their private home, be it sickness, be it struggle, be it whatever, be it relationship issues, be it financial issue, be it a fear of tomorrow, be their peace right now.
Yes,
for you are the Prince of Peace.
Yes,
Prince of Peace, go with every family here tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
We say peace be still.
Hallelujah.
Every storm brewing in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we speak
God.
The peace of God that passes man's understanding to go before and behind them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank you, God, that you're going to bless every family. Every one of them will sing and talk about you. Give them a restful night, a restful week. And as they gather together with their families through the week and to the end of the year, that you will be with them. That their conversation, they will include you, Jesus, and not exclude you. In the name of Jesus, receive the peace of God. Receive the love of God. May God go before and behind you. May you enter 2022. In health, in peace, in wealth, in family blessings.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Please don't take off so quickly. Mama and I have something we want to place in your hands before you leave. Okay? So give us a quick moment to get to the door, and then you can come after us, so you can receive your special gift. Thank you.